Sure.
Information you can bank on. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Patriots won the Super Bowl, but who won the advertising game? We are joined by Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. Tom, who were the winners?
You know, it's such a subjective game when you start talking about the Super Bowl commercials and how people perceive them and who wins and loses when it comes to the economics of the thing and also the taste piece of the entire thing. But I thought there were some very compelling TV commercials. A lot of the critics have kind of said, you know, they didn't think they were that great this year. But, you know, I think Melissa McCarthy and the Kia ads were funny. That's going to have some water cooler buzz today. The Honda Yearbook ad was weird, but compelling. And so I thought were Alfa Romeo and Audi, very well done commercials. And those all categorize, obviously, in the automotive space, where there was a pretty decent sized spend on the Super Bowl this year. Some of the other talkers, I think, that are out there, TurboTax and Humpty Dumpty, again, I kind of put that in the weird but funny category. A sexy Mr. Clean, weird again, but also receiving some buzz. And last but not least, T-Mobile actually dipping its toe into a little drug humor with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. Weird, but a little funny.
There were believed to be a couple of political themes in the background of some spots last night. Was it something that you really noticed?
You know, those two spots, 84 Lumber and Budweiser, were both subject to some pre-Super Bowl buzz, you know, anticipating this big dig. But you have to remember that brands have to play a very careful game here, straddling both sides of the political fence in a very divided country. 84 Lumber's probably a little more political than the Budweiser ad, and a lot of it had to play out online. You know, Fox didn't want to run the entire ad. It was too long. It comes to a little more of a political conclusion, if you will, depending on who you view it, with the wall. The Budweiser ad about the founding of the company, immigrants coming across to found Anheuser-Busch, pretty subtle, very filmic, very well done. But the Budweiser ad, frankly, that sticks out in my mind is the ghost of Spuds McKenzie, which I thought was a scream.
Right. We imagine that these ad agencies and really America is the home of the art of advertising, that they are working all year round. But are some of them thrown together at the last minute?
Some of them appear to be thrown together at the last minute. Yeah, I'm thinking about the avocado ad and a few others. But I think your broader point is a good one. You know, there are fewer and fewer chances in this world when it comes to media to address a mass audience. And live sports-driven events, especially the NFL and the Super Bowl, is one of those. And, you know, look at last night. Football itself pulled a 49 rating, down slightly over the past couple of years. Halftime show, Lady Gaga pulled a 50. She actually beat football. So there is, you know, this opportunity to address a mass audience. And when that happens, you know, the budgets are large and the ad agencies really pull out of the stops to be very creative, to really try to tell the brand story. And it's hit or miss, even with all that budget and even with all that decision making.
Well, Google certainly inadvertently demonstrated its Google Home system last evening because people's systems started flashing.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be the new hack for advertisers probably for a while with both Alexa, and that happened about a month ago, and Google. You know, put OK Google in your ad, and all of a sudden you've got the attention of the listening device in everybody's home. Yeah, that set off a little bit of a buzz storm as well.
All right. Any other thoughts about, and as you said, there weren't as many people, many eyes viewing, but for $5 million in 30 seconds, you think they got their money's worth?
You know, the research on that is when it comes to conversions, this is the big thing in media that is so difficult, and that is doing the measuring piece. How do you know that the ad I watched inspired me to become brand loyal, and the next time I thought I wanted to buy a sports car, I thought to myself, you know, Alfa Romeo because of the Super Bowl? That is damn near impossible to track. But over the years, we know that brand building piece, when it comes to speaking to a mass audience, is very effective. And so, yeah, it's that piece of this media model is still there. It still works. We're still clinging to it.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. Tom Lason, president, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Numbers from Wall Street up.